We're just listening to that reading, especially with the Haftarah this morning. You know, so many people say that we need to go in and take, you know, we need to take the land, or take this, or take that, or take the other. The scriptures never say we need to go and take anything. All the scriptures ever say is, according to what we read this morning, go in and possess what God has already given you. It's a beautiful thing. We have to take anything. God has already decreed it to be so. All we have to do is to just take possession of what he has already given to us. It's not we've got to take it from people, take it from anyone or anything. It's always there. And I think this is a wonderful thing. It's when we think of this as the movement and everything as well. We are merely obeying God. He is the one who's giving possession. We don't have to go to war. We're just literally standing on the ground that God has already given to us. It's a beautiful thought. Arthur's going to bless us this morning with the word. I'm going to hand over to him.
Shabbat Shalom. Chag Sameach. Today we have a wonderful holiday. We're celebrating the Shmini Atzeret and Simchat Torah. And it's a blessing for us that we can be here today in the synagogue. The Torah readings we read from the Deuteronomy chapter 29 verse 9 to chapter 31 verse 30, and Haftarah readings Yehoshua chapter 1 verse 1 to 18, and Messianic writings we read Yohanan John chapter 7 verse 37 to 53. This is wonderful Shabbat when we have a double holiday. We have our Shabbat and we have the last day of Sukkot and Simchat Torah. It's a day when we're rejoicing and celebrating the God's joy in Him. In just introduction, we see that for Jewish people who lived in Russian Empire or late in Soviet Union, Simchat Torah is one of the important holidays due to all the sufferings and very difficult life. A kafot, the procession that we're doing usually in Simchat Torah, when we go in seven times around the building, with the dancing, with the Torah, with singing, rejoicing, is expressing of the joy and the hope that situation will really change. This is a good thought for us, that this is our joy and hope that situation will really change for us too today. I always love this holiday. In a synagogue, we have a tradition that we read one or two stories that remind to us about the price of Simchat Torah and blessing what to do it. You know, last time when we just rabbi started to speak about the living waters, this is a Sukkot and Simchat Torah, Simchateinu, the festival of living waters, festival of the rejoicing. Last Shabbos when we were sitting at home and we were discussing there about the Sukkot and four different kind of plants that we have, that we were saying one of them is representative of each kind of our Jewish people and our society. And there are four types of these species. And we were sitting and thinking, and in the end, my daughter said very interesting thoughts. That every one of these species needs a water. You know, every one of us needs a water. Another occasion the rabbi mentioned that we are just also in the time of the temple, the people was pouring out the water on the altar, because every one of us needs a water. And we have a joy and freedom for a holiday, the joy to celebrate and joy that you are saved, and freedom from enemy and his power of the sin. And water is connected with the wilderness. Because when we are sitting in Israel, there is a biggest part of our land is a wilderness. The part that's needed water. It's describing that we, all of us, our land, our people, our nishamas need Yeshua. Because he is our living water. And we want to be a fruit to him tonight. But to be a fruit, you need to have a good soil. And to have good soil, you just need to work in the soil, and Hashem is working and pouring in the water. We need the water. And there is a good thought for us, because the visible is temporary and invisible is eternal. We need a breakthrough from the wedding. And I was thinking, just we all these holidays, one after one, and you're just sitting at home, and you're thinking, all the vanity is trying to come inside, and just you thinking, okay, you have a commandment to rejoice. But all this vanity, all these thoughts are coming from other side to another side, the problems, other things are coming up. And just like, you're just trying to take away from this holy, from the rejoicing, from the Simchateinu, the commandment that was commandment to rejoice in this holy. Doesn't matter what happened, you need to rejoice. This is a mitzvot. And I was sitting, I was discussing with my friends about this, that the vanity, all the things is coming out to you, try to take our attention and our point from the holiday, from the connection of the God. And I was my dad saying, Rabbi Solomon saying that we're trying, then we have, when we have this vanity, we're trying to block the channel. We try to pray for the prayers that's, you know, blocking the channel. And we don't need to block the channel, we need to have a breakthrough this vanity. Because we need these living waters, we need this understanding that we just need a water that is coming from Him. If you recognize yourself in spiritual dryness, or you get in your dry season, this is a time we need to recognize and shout out to Him that we need a water. We need a living water. Because this is a deep message that the life that we're overcoming, the enjoy overcoming death and sorrow. You know, we have this holy when we command me to have rejoicing. And you know, for every Jewish people, rejoicing was through the different centuries, rejoicing was not very easy things to do. Doesn't matter what time and era we was living, there always was something. This vanity was trying to oppress us, and it was trying to rob us from this joy. And we see, I heard one testimony of one pastor that was saying before lockdown, before one thing, that he came to Zhytomyr synagogue, our synagogue, and was sharing his dream that he has. And on his dream, he was sleeping out, he was waking up before the holidays, and before it was everything like lockdown, everything that the quarantine starts and everything, things happen. He said that he woke up in the morning, and in his yard everything was green. Everything was green, and he just opened up his look in the window, and everything else was dark and gray. And he noticed that people in his private land, in his backyard, was just doing the things, coming out and take the green stuff and put it in the buckets, and he was thinking, what's going on? He started to understand, this is my territory, my yard, and some like people I don't know, there is a guy, and there is a lot of ladies that said, I need to get up, I need to speak with them, and understand, you know, telling them this is my home, my house, and my yard. There is a plenty of green things everywhere else, you can go and help yourself somebody else, this is mine thing. He's coming out and taking the people, taking out the buckets from them, saying, "Said stop, guys, this is mine, we'll just do this." And he said, you know, tried to take one bucket from a lady, and she tried to give him money, and he's saying, I will need to call police, because it's like my home, my land, why are you taking away? And he noticed when he raised his up, everything else was in dark. And then this lady just said to him, please don't call police. We don't have elsewhere to go. Please pray for us and bless us. You know, the last words of this dream make me think, you know, there is no any elsewhere to go. Don't call police. Please pray for us and bless us. You know, he just left all the, give a bucket, you know, all these buckets to them. They take all the green leaves and all the things. And he just understand there is no else place to go. Where these people can go? You know, on this whole day of Simchateinu, of rejoicing, we understand that there is not many places where people can go. Where this living water, where these sources coming out? Because it's difficult for us, and we sometimes find ourselves in situations when we thinking to ourselves, how we can rejoice. This is happening, that is happening, and just your mind, your soul just reject to the thought of rejoicing. But where else we can go? As to our Yeshua, our Mashiach, our King. Because there is no any other place where the living water is coming out. Because if we're in a dry season, if we're dry, if we're thirsty, we need the water and we need Him. You know, just in the highlights of Shmini Atzeret or Simchat Torah, Hashem is saying, I want you this another day to stay with me, to celebrate. I want to have meet with you. We traditionally, we're dancing and Torah scroll going around the sanctuary and rejoicing, you know, screaming and shouting and praising the Lord and just showing the brilliant spiritual light into our souls and surroundings, which is going on around us. And in this year, many of us will do and celebrate Simchat Torah in our homes, in our houses, maybe without the physical scroll that we have seen over here. But we have Torah in our hands. And most of all, as the prophecy was said, that Torah is scribed in our hearts, over here. This is a time for us to rejoice in, because we know that Yeshua is our Mashiach, that He is our Lord and our God. And because He died for us and rose, He is the one who writing down Simchat Torah in our hearts, in our homes, in our places where we, our dwellings where we live. You know, we can ask ourselves a question, who is alive Torah for us today? Because this is a question that we need to ask, who is alive Torah for us? Because as much as we love tradition, we remember that Yeshua became the life Torah for us. He became a fulfilling. Because as we already said, that visible is temporal and invisible is internal. And what is written in our hearts, you can't see it. But it's internal. It's a blessing for our life that we can see. You know, that's another question you might be asking yourself when it's difficult to rejoice, or maybe your circumstances is pressing you. And as occasionally during the festivals, there's in spiritual world, there's some powers trying to oppress you. It's not an occasional thing. There is one story that one guy came to Rabbi and he decided to tell him that he saw the message before the Simchat Torah that one of his child may be passed away in the end of the holidays. He immediately get all these things and was going to the Rabbi, and he said to Rabbi, you know, just that only 2 holidays left is Sukkot, Shmini Atzeret, and Simchat Torah. And it was shortly before the Sukkot holiday. And the rabbi said to him, go and do the mitzvah, go your back, your home, rejoice, ask for the blessing, and everything will be okay for you. And he asked him one interesting thing. What special deed you need to do in the end of the holiday of Sukkot and beginning of Simchat Torah? The Jewish man said that in the commandment to us, you need to rejoice. And he said, Rabbi, how we can rejoice? It's, you know, I have this dream. I don't know if it's come from evil one or from Hashem. I need just to... He said, remember about the commandment. And during the procession of Torah, during the Kachafot, when everything was dancing, he was standing in the corner and was crying. He was literally crying and trying to understand what's going on in his heart, because he, in his mind, he understands that he needs to rejoice. But his mind and all his body is just rejecting this thought. Because all these thoughts is about his family, about what will be happened. The festival is finishing soon, and he just was scared just to look at his family and what the thing is going on. And he was standing in the corner when everybody was dancing, was giving the Torah to each other, was shouting joyfully and praising the Lord. And he just, shalom came to his heart. He washed his face and joined to the dancing, ignoring the dread that was in his mind, in his soul, in him. And he started dancing. Know that when the rabbi saw this, he came to them, the rabbi told him, you know, this is what is called changing the situation in our lives. Everything, I can assure you, everything will be fine with him. And after the holiday, everything was fine. All the family was alive. But the joy of Simchat Torah, the joy of the holiday that we have, is telling to us that we, this is today the place when we need to rejoice. This is a fulfilling the mitzvah, fulfilling of the rejoicing. We just can't overturn the things that we're thinking will happen to us. This is the time when we need to rejoice. And all four of the species, they need all the four kinds of the food, they need the water. All four of us need the water. We need Yeshua HaMashiach. We need Him, and this is a time when we see ourselves in the spiritual, if we see ourselves in spiritual dryness, there is a time to get out from the dry season. This is a time of miracles, this is a time when the living water is pouring out. The time when heavens are open and we can rejoice, we can pray, we can ask, we can celebrate. And this is time for us to celebrate too. Because all this vanity that come and the thoughts that come in us in our like minds and the things that is the troubles that trying to came in these holidays will gone. Because they're temporal. They are for a short time. But what is invisible, what is written in our hearts, the Torah, is eternal. And we say, Bruchim Abayim, Torah HaKodesh. We say, welcome to Adonai Spirit in this time. Because we will be celebrating, we'll be praying, we'll be rejoicing. The joy and freedom, the joy from that we are have ability to celebrate this, so we're healthy, we're here, and also the joy that we're saved, a freedom from enemy and his power of the sin. Because we want to be the fruit of the night, and we're asking him today that he will put his living water, not our living, not our water that we think, not the things that we want to, but his living water in our soil. Because our soil over here needs of water today. We need to ask him that he will touch us, that he will prepare us, that we will be at the foot for his kingdom. Not for our synagogue, not for our union or other synagogue as much as we love them, but for his kingdom. And coming back to this dream that this pastor had, when people ask where else we can go, who will pray for us, who will bless us, where else they can go, because if there is a dry place and we have in the water over here that is coming from his throne, where else the people can go?